بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, yesterday we had begun the discussion with regard to ghibat, backbiting, and the definition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to backbiting. What is ghibat? Where he said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ, that a person mentions some evil quality of a Muslim brother in such a way that causes harm to him, that hurts his feelings. This is regarded as ghibat, as backbiting in Sharia. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh speaks about listening to backbiting. That together with backbiting about somebody, about mentioning his evil qualities and hurting his feelings, it is similarly prohibited for a person to be part of such a gathering wherein the honor of somebody is degraded, wherein the evil qualities of somebody are being mentioned. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the mu'mineen. And he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, that the mu'mineen are those who, when they are in any gathering wherein futile talk is taking place, or the subject matter is such that it is going to cause harm to somebody, then they turn away from such gatherings. They do not take part in such gatherings. On one occasion in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Itban bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. And Itban bin Malik radiyallahu anhu had some difficulty with his eyesight. He was quite elderly as well, and he lived a distance away from the masjid. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission to perform his salah at home. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him permission. And on one occasion he went to visit Itban bin Malik radiyallahu anhu with the intention of performing salah in his home and stipulating a place wherein he could read salah, make ibadat. So of course, when the sahaba radiyallahu anhum of that locality heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be coming, all of them flocked to the house of Itban bin Malik radiyallahu anhu to meet him, to converse with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And while seated there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for a particular sahabi by the name of Malik bin Dukhshun radiyallahu anhu. So he asked, where is Malik bin Dukhshun? He is also a man of this locality, and I do not find him present here. So one sahabi stood up and he began mentioning some evil qualities of Malik bin Dukhshun. He said, O Nabi of Allah, ذَلِكَ munafiqun. That Malik bin Dukhshun is not a true mu'min. He is a munafiq. لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Outwardly he professes to be a mu'min. He proclaims the kalima la ilaha illallah, but in his heart he has no true love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped him. He says, لا تقول ذلك, that do not mention any evil quality of your Muslim brother, because I have heard him recite kalima with my own ears, and he recites kalima يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that from amongst the galaxy of sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Malik bin Dukhshun radiyallahu anhu has this virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself attested to his iman. But the point that ulama draw from this hadith is that immediately once that person started mentioning his evil qualities, speaking bad about him, and making claims against him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately stopped him. That do not speak ill of your Muslim brother, he is not here, and you are soiling our ears, you will make us think evil of him. We find today also a person is in a gathering, whether it be a family gathering, or a person is sitting with friends, and they start speaking about somebody else, speaking ill about somebody else. So it is our duty that we immediately turn away from this. If a person has authority, then he should tell the people that let us not mention any evil qualities about our Muslim brother. And if he does not have the authority, then he should at least wake up and leave this gathering. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man radda an irdi akhih radda Allahu an wajhihi an nara yawm al-qiyamah. That person who, when the honor of his Muslim brother is being tainted, people are speaking ill about somebody, and he defends his Muslim brother. He mentions a good quality about him. He defends him. He makes some excuse for him. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when a person is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn a person's face away from the fire of Jahannam. He will save him from the fire of Jahannam and enter him into Jannat on the virtue of him assisting and helping him, his Muslim brother. When it comes to ghibat and backbiting also, ulama explain that there are certain instances where it will be permissible to backbite, to mention the evil qualities of another person. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned six different instances where it will be permissible to make ghibat, to backbite. Of course, with the intention being to rectify the person, to bring the his evil qualities to the fore so that they can be rectified, so that somebody can assist him. The first instance he mentions is to rectify any injustice. So for example, a person is being oppressed, somebody is causing harm to him. So he takes this matter up to the authority. And he says that so and so is causing me harm, he is doing this evil action, and I am seeking assistance. Somebody who has authority, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in the family. So he takes this matter up to him with the intention of correcting the person and protecting himself from zulm, from injustice. This would be permissible. The second instance he mentions is for the islah of a person, for the rectification of a person. Sometimes in our community we know of somebody who has a drug problem, or somebody is womanizing, he's involved in some other haram, some other act of disobedience. So we take this up to the alim of the community or some senior member of the community. But of course the intention is not to cause harm to that person, to taint his reputation, but rather to benefit him so that he can rectify, so that he can change this evil quality of his. This will also be permissible. The third one he mentions is a person is requesting a fatwa. So he writes to the Darul Ifta that, for example, a wife is in an abusive marriage. So she writes that my husband is abusing me, he is saying this to me, he is doing this to me. What is the fatwa? What do I do? This is also permissible. The fourth instance he mentions is warning the Muslims about any evil. Sometimes a friend of yours wants to get involved in business with somebody, and you know that that person is not a very good businessman, he does people down. So with the intention of saving this person, that he must not get into, fall into any harm, fall into any trap, so you advise him that rather do not do business with this person because these are his qualities. The fifth instance he mentions is that a person publicly does some guna or sin. A person is known as a smoker, or a person is known for some evil quality of his, he does it openly. He is not ashamed of it. So now mentioning this evil quality of his will not cause any harm to him, because he does it in front of people. He is not shy to do this evil. So now to mention this, that this person does this action, how can we try to assist him, how can we help him, this will also be permissible. And finally he says, for the purposes of identification, we find that if we look into the kitabs of ahadith, then when ulama mention certain narrators of ahadith, sometimes a person was known for being squint, or a person was known for being short, a person was known for some other physical quality of his. So for purposes of identification, somebody is not sure who you are talking of, so you explain, you mention some physical feature of that person, so that the person knows who you are speaking about. This will also be permissible. And we should also understand that when it comes to ghibat, when it comes to backbiting, generally we find that when it comes to a person's life, there are generally three aspects that we look at. One is those aspects of a person's life which are related to his physical features. A person's complexion, a person's height, the family that a person comes from. These are things given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mentioning these things to somebody else to try and degrade the person, to try and look down upon him, will be impermissible. The second aspect that we look at is those things related to the worldly life of a person. The car that he drives, the profession that he is in. When it comes to this also, these are things that are not cause for disgrace, cause to mention in an evil way. So this also will not be permissible to speak about this in a manner of trying to degrade the person, trying to put him down. And the third aspect is when it comes to the deen of a person. Somebody is involved in some guna and sin. When it comes to this aspect, then ulama explained that we have the duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar. That our duty is to help, assist people, to command them with good, to prohibit them from evil. So here if we mention these evil qualities of a person to try and rectify him, to try and speak to him, to try and make him see some sense, then although it may cause some harm to him, some hurt to him, but our purpose is to rectify him so that he can come out of this guna and sin, then this will not be considered as ghibat, as backbiting, as causing harm to him. So we should try and keep these qualities in mind, and especially when it comes to our gatherings. Many times we find on the weekend the family gets together, friends get together, discussions start, different topics are spoken about. So we should try our best that we do not speak about other people. One alim says very nicely that whenever my wife starts to speak about somebody else, I say to her that you and I have enough faults in our life. We are not perfect, I'm not perfect, you are not perfect, our children are not perfect. So if we have to discuss about anybody else or speak about anybody else, let us rather speak about ourselves. Let us rather you tell me my bad qualities, I'll tell you your evil qualities, and we'll try and work to better ourselves. If we better ourselves and we have one eye on our faults, then we will not see the faults of anybody else. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq that we bring these qualities into our life, and then we will find that people will be turned towards us, people will benefit from us, and we can bring people closer to deen, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.